Kathy, I understand that you work for an organization called 9 to 5. What is that? I mean, I've gotten your name because of War Tax Resistance, but 9 to 5 and War Tax Resistance, do those go together?
They do in my heart. 9 to 5 is a national association of working women, and its mission is to make sure that women have rights, raises, and respect in the workplace.
So that's very much an activist thing. Frances, your connection, I mean, obviously War Tax Resistance is one of the things near and dear to you. What has been your employ? What do you do for work and for serving good in the world?
Well, I was a teacher for 25 years in East Los Angeles, and I work with special needs children. My background is in cognitive psychology and special ed. And so I was really, I guess, on the ground working with kids who lived in not the most affluent of situations and in regular classrooms preparing them. And how that relates to War Tax Resistance is that these are more likely the kids that might end up going into service in the military. And when I see their great potential, I see that they have a range of many more opportunities. So that's what really got me, aside from my own desires and conscience, to work with War Tax Resistance.
I'm interested in hearing from both of you how you got connected with War Tax Resistance. I guess I assume you're both War Tax Resisters, as am I. How did you get involved with this? And tell me a little bit about Southern California War Tax Resistance.
I began to be concerned about War Tax Resistance as an opportunity to implement my ideals and beliefs back in the Vietnam War. There was an opportunity to resist telephone taxes at the time. It seemed to be a very good idea since it was my generation that was being drafted to fight in what I considered an illegal and immoral war. And nobody wanted my body, but they did want my money. And so I felt that if I could withhold money from war and send it in a different direction, a healthier direction, that it would be a better way to respond to that terrible effort that our government was engaged in. So I began at that time, and I was about 24.